And without further ado, we are joined by Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Doing okay. So we've got HK and J coming up. I know I want to get the word out about that, but what else is going on in our
community?
Well,
I want to talk just for a minute about HK on J because we have reserved a couple buses to leave from Chapel Hill, and I think everybody's waiting till the last minute, but I really want to encourage folks, if you want to go, we're first in, first out. No worry about parking. It's only $15 for adults and $10 for students. And so if we don't get a little more action on the bus sign up here by the weekend, we're probably going to cancel that second bus. So I know I've talked to a lot of people. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. I just, you know, haven't done it yet.
Don't get around to
so,
it. Right?
Yeah. So they can sign up and pay online at our website, which is Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP.com, which is a new website for us. So I would really encourage folks, if you're thinking you want to go, and if you're a student, a young person, a high school or younger person, and you want to go and you just don't have 10 bucks, let us know on the website. We've got a lot of people that will help sponsor young folks to go. So I think it's a great opportunity for us with all the things going on here locally as well as across the country to speak to the folks in office and let them know how we feel on a whole wide range of subjects.
So. And taking the bus is definitely a lot more convenient. You don't have to worry about gas, and you mentioned parking and the traffic getting in. I remember last year, parking was actually okay once you got into the parking deck, but the backup to get into the parking deck was worrisome.
It's a pretty convenient way to do it. So I just would like to encourage folks, come on out and be a part of speaking to power.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great opportunity.
And that's coming up, what day
February
is it, the 11th?
10th.
10th? Okay.
February 10th.
Yeah, it's that weekend.
A week from this Saturday.
Chapel Hill. Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, this Saturday is our regular branch meeting, membership meeting, and that's held at the Rogers Road Community Center beginning at 1 p.m. And we are open to folks coming, checking us out, and we'll have more details on HK on J as well as on other things coming up here over the next few weeks.
Sounds good. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com. Go there and get more information about both of those. And I mean, there's so much to get involved in. And I know we talked about all of the different themes and all of the different issues that are driving advocates and driving this particular event in a week and a half. But there's a lot happening tonight. You got the State of the Union address on the national level, Assembly of Governments meeting on the local level, which has a lot of people. Issues that have a lot of people concerned both nationally and locally.
Yeah, we were at the city, at the town council meeting last Monday, and supporting residents of Lakeview Trailer Park, and I believe that's on the agenda tonight as well. So we heard some very passionate life stories of folks who've lived in that neighborhood for 20 years or more, and really concerned about their neighborhood getting busted up. And so government, we think, has a role to play here. And so good opportunity to hear that conversation tonight. I believe this involves the county commissioners as well as the town council and the board of aldermen from Carborough as well. So get out and see democracy at work.
Yep,
good
absolutely.
Opportunity.
And I mean, there's a couple of sort of possibilities on the table for helping the people in the Lakeview community. But I think you're right, and I know they talked about it at the county commissioners meeting. They talked about it at the town council meeting. I know they'll talk about it tonight. But really leveraging town-owned land in a way to really get some permanent affordable housing in for people. Because I was talking with Pam Heminger about this last week. The people who are living in those communities are on month-to-month leases and can get evicted at any moment, which I had no idea. Yeah. But that's just staggering that's the case.
And moreover, it's not just Lakeview. There are two other mobile park communities in Chapel Hill that are very vulnerable to future development as well. So we really need government to be creative and come up with a long-term solution. And it is more than Lakeview. And one of our council members actually apologized to the residents last week, which I thought was noteworthy from the standpoint of, hey, we should have had a plan. Mm-hmm. And I think we're highlighting Lakeview at this time, but we know that the developable land, if that is such a word, in Chapel Hill is getting to a point where you know these mobile parks are threatened today and into the future. So we're hoping that creative minds and willing spirits will prevail.
Are you confident that they will? Or I mean, the larger issue is, I mean, there's no easy answers with this particular issue, but there's that larger question of, is the town sufficiently committed to affordable housing, or are we just talking a lot and doing little?
As was noted last week, you know, I think every single member who got elected to our town council ran with affordable housing on their platform. And here's a good way to see what that means. And I think holding people accountable to their word, there are some things we can do. Alternatives, I know that Habitat is looking at tiny houses, looking mm-hmm. at something other than single family housing, maybe duplexes or something like that. And there is town and county owned land mm-hmm. that maybe now is the time to make a real commitment by looking at alternatives. Some of it requires some zoning changes, but again, mm-hmm. Those are all tools that we can use to get to a great outcome, hopefully, for yeah. these folks in their neighborhood and their families.
And those tools are available for town and county officials to use. And it's not even just the property up on Millhouse Road. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I know George Santiolo, former town council member, now was talking about this on Facebook. Chapel Hill has 35 acres just off of Legion Road,
That's
which
right.
is ready to use a lot of it. I know the Legion is still there, but some of that land
right.
is usable now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And time is of the essence,
yes.
I think. And you know, some of these things traditionally take a long time, but the process can be expedited, and hopefully the sense of urgency will drive us to a sooner rather than later conclusion on that.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP.com is their new website, so go there and check it out for information about the county meeting or the board meeting this upcoming Saturday, and then HK on J next week, Saturday, February 10th, where you can get on the bus and get information about how to get on the bus for that and all the information about the rally itself, which is a week from Saturday. What else is going on in town that people
want
to know about?
Well, the other thing, Monday, the Carborough Town Council sponsoring their Frederick Douglass event, and the lineup just looks great. And I think that we've been talking, I know you've had other folks on talking about the Frederick Douglass commemoration. It's really part of a national effort, as I'm sure you're aware, Million Abolitionists. The books are in. We had our kickoff event this past week, Thursday, and it was just outstanding. It really was. We had the puppeteer there, and Mary Williams, of course, did her spoken word song, got everybody up and moving and with the music. And so great kickoff. And there's a series of events. And again, the next one is this coming Monday, the 5th of February, at the Carborough's
Century Center?
Century Center.
I've got the thing right here.
I want to say Century Center.
Yes, Century Center, 7 p.m.
Yes,
on Monday.
7 p.m. Yep. on Monday. So great opportunity to get kids out. Some of the events are more kid-friendly than others. And so just a great opportunity. I do want to just plug the closing event, which I'm is just coming together now, but it's in April, and it is going to have as our special guest the great grandson of Frederick Douglass on hand. So what a treat.
Yeah.
And hopefully folks will take advantage of all these opportunities.
And a lot of really great events in the middle. The one on Monday, I'm looking at the list now, Jackie Shelton Green is going to be there,
yes,
reading poetry. James Williams, of,
yes,
course, will be speaking. He's always fantastic. And he's also the one who has encouraged Carrboro and gotten them to put together the Frederick Douglass reading every single year. So
yes,
he'll be terrific. And so many great events in between, too.
Yep.
Gigetto is going to be back doing the puppet show at the end of February, and then April
and
at the STEM Center.
Just really encourage that particular one is great for young folks
for kids.
Yep. The puppet is so realistic looking. You know, I sat there, if you really get into it, listen to the words, it's captivating.
Yeah, absolutely. OrangeCountyNC.gov/FD200. If you want the full schedule of events for the Frederick Douglass 200th birthday celebration. But again, Monday at the Carrboro Century Center, 7 p.m. Is the next one. Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. For more information on the NAACP, don't forget to get on the bus and head to Raleigh one way or the other for HKNJ on February 10th. I'm looking forward to that. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
All right, thanks.